Hi friends, welcome to another episode of Rumpled Ramblings. I'm sure it sounds, actually, I think I should begin with Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope everyone had an amazing Christmas and a lovely New Year. I'm smiling because of the way my guest is looking at me. Today, I'm with a very, very, can't really find the word. I was going to say fantabulous. Mm-hmm. But,
Huh?
someone special, guys. One of my very old friends, Aduke Disu.
Hi!
So today, Adux and I are going to be talking about... let me see. I'm trying to think about the best way to phrase this topic. It's not just marriage. It's marriage and cheating. Oh no, married men and cheating. Abi?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. married men and cheating. Now, I don't know for what reason Aduke suggested that we begin this podcast with alcohol, but you know, Jesus is in heaven.
Amen.
So the other day there was this tweet about this this woman that went to ICM to go and fight her husband's mistress. Yeah, and so I was just reading the comments under, and like everybody has like an opinion on what should have been done differently. Now, me personally, I don't really feel like I can relate because first of all, I'm not married. Second of all, if anybody has cheated on me, I don't know. So I can't really say what I would say, what I would do if I was in those shoes, you know. But I don't really like to fight like that. Well, no, like I mean for personal things, like if they cheated on Aduke, ha, my heat street, yeah. No, Aduke, please. I mean, if you were in a serious relationship,
okay.
Yes, I don't mean all this small play, playing all around. Yes, it's not that one. I mean, like serious relationship, like there's effort, we are dedicated, we are planning the future, and he now cheated. I'm just letting it, like, I have a few friends that I feel this way about. It's not like the remaining of you should be sad, please, because I feel like my friends always dissect all my words. They will now be saying, who is the person? Who are those that, please, like, there are just some that are very just close to my heart that I will scatter any ground for them. I can't even burn somebody's house. So let it just be known that I'm capable. I know it may not be showing on my face, but like I'm that type of person. And like they'll probably I have really calm friends, so they'll probably be saying, ah no, I don't care, just leave him. It's me that'll be saying, eh, he did what? Nah, I must go there, must go to his house, must go. And would I fight the girl he slept with? Maybe, but not out of anything, just out of making noise, because it's not her fault. It's her fault. She's also
her mom. No, you can't say that.
She's in the fault. They are sharing it. It's 60-40.
Nah.
It's 60-40.
Nah, leave her alone. She's innocent.
No, she's not. Nah. Especially if she knew that he was dating.
So, what's happening?
I don't even mean dating. Marriage. Let's talk about marriage. First of all, Aduke, I don't think it's right to go after a married man. Like, once you know that he's married, you should just
run away from his advances. If you're saying, no, see, that's the thing. If he's the one advancing, you can't really blame her. If she's on her own, went to look for him, then you can't
blame her. Because when married men come and talk to me, I'm just thinking, I don't want your wife to come and pour acid on my face.
Why is his wife pouring acid in the first place?
Because she's angry.
Are you the one that she went to the altar to
with? See, I know that you always use that one as a justification.
It's not even about that. But that's the thing. Like, if my husband cheated, Why am I going to... What's my business with her? She's not the father of my children. I didn't go to the front of all my family and friends and say, I want you. We better for worse. What happened?
We better
come
for
on.
Worse. People, the alcohol is confusing, Aduke. Aduke, see, I get... I understand that point of view. But I'm just saying, like, in life, there is right and there is wrong. It is wrong to sleep with a married man.
Yes, it is.
Good. There's no but.
It's not
there's,
our fault.
There's no but. So, for that wrong that you have done, you are at fault.
Doesn't mean you should pour acid on her.
No. It doesn't mean. I won't really pour acid. Maybe I'll just deflate her tire and burn her house.
Are you mad?
I won't put her so that I will not scatter her. Well, the ones that don't know, that's sad. But know? Like, that's a pity.
So we'd have burnt her whole house down. She didn't even know he was married.
No. I wouldn't. I would have confronted her first. You know, it's the ones that are very confident, like,
yes.
That's the type.
Even if I didn't know he was married, yes, are you mad?
That's the type I would burn.
Am I your husband?
And when I burn a house, when I burn a house,
what happened?
Not face
your cheating ass husband. It's me. I'll come
and obviously,
okay?
I will face the husband after, because I feel like, in general.
Why do you go to him
in
first?
In general, I think I'm that friend that the husbands will be saying, that your friend, Nene, please, can she not? Because when I come to your house and I make any small observation, I feel like I always do this. I'll point it out. I'll say, sorry, hello, please, is it you that is, what's the problem? What's the matter? Can I help people with something? And they'll say, oh, you know, for many people, that's like interference in their marriage. But for me, that my friend is personal to me, everything concerns you concerns me. So I'll carry it on my head. Now you may be at home crying and just like settled. No. Obviously, God forbid, it's not your portion. Well, I'm just giving an example. If my friend is just home crying, it's me that'll be thinking about how I can just deal with the man. First of all, and after I deal with him, deal with his mistress. So that by the time next time they'll say, you don't know that woman. You don't know the man. Is this person's husband and that her friend only will. So that from there they will be running. Anytime they see him, they will be facing the other side. I think that's what they always hope to achieve with all that dealing with people. And so I will establish it too.
But at the end of the day, I feel like that is just making justifications for the stupid ass man that couldn't keep whatever it is inside his trouser.
The man is obviously
wrong. I mean, men are always doing this shit, so like, but we've just got to a point where we just give them leeway to do whatever.
No, me, I don't give leeway.
Because why are you going outside the girls? No, leave her. She's like, don't forget that there's even somebody there. Face him fair and square.
Maybe that she can face him in the house.
No, face him first, where he's obviously mad and stupid and crazy.
Obviously, for cheating, yes.
Yeah, like he's the only one that should be held accountable. No one else needs to suffer for the stupid thing that he did.
Okay, say you fight just husband. It's very easy to say when you don't have
him. Nah, man. Like, I swear, that I feel like, I know, I don't have a husband, but like, I know. I'm not going to go. What's my business with you? I have no problem with you.
Okay, but like, I know that you don't have a problem, but I feel like I would. I'm just letting you know.
If you're doing it on your own, then I will not back you up, Shaf.
I don't even need your backup, because you'll still be inside trying to process the fact that, wow.
Ma?
My love.
What?
This is you are ready. You're prepared.
Honestly, I'm actually very prepared for this kind of situation. I know it's like, people say, oh no, you're praying for it to happen. I'm not praying for it to happen. I'm just saying, it's almost inevitable these days with all the Nigerian men and just men in general. Mm-hmm. It's almost inevitable, and you just have to prepare yourself, because the problem with these things is that when it now happens, you will not just be there. You'll be thinking, oh my god, he cheated on me. Oh my god. Then somebody now come and start telling you, oh, don't mind him. It's just how men are. Forgive him. You see, you will not be saying, oh yes.
I hate that is how men are.
What? That's why I've prepared myself. When any serious relationship, we'll have a discussion. I'll be like, okay, babe, so you know, once you decide to cheat, even if I don't know, you know that as you start kissing her or talking to her, whatever, you by yourself were making a decision that, okay, you no longer want to be
with
this
me,
relationship.
Yeah. Because I don't have to if find I find out, I'm out.
Yeah, once I find out, like, there's no maybe, boy, before baby, please.
You said there's no baby, please, really?
Once
there's no sweetie.
There's nothing.
There's no take
as
this
you were
terminal.
Doing it, you should have thought about it.
There is no take this house in Banana
give
Island.
Give me the house, but I'm still going. Like, I don't.
That can be the deal.
Bring the 10 million, but I'm going. You should have thought about it when you were
as
doing
I give
it.
You the house, I'll still be begging you.
Nah, that's your personal problem, but I'm done. I've checked out. Like, so that's why I would have told you beforehand that, look, just know. All that one, I just say, oh, baby, I don't know. She was just there. I just fell and slipped. Next thing, I was inside. I don't know how it happened. Mm-mm. As you were falling and sleeping, you should be taking in your mind that,
my wife.
As I'm doing this, oh, my wife, she's going. My children, gone. Uh-huh. So, once you do it, I not find out immediately, but as soon as I find out, even if it's 10 years after, just know.
You're still gone.
But
Adike, in terms of side chicks, I feel like when you're knowingly dating a married man, you should be prepared for the embarrassment.
Why?
Because you're dating a married man.
I mean, yeah, but like, so?
That, you can't say so. Like, we normalize these things these days. And, like, it's
normalized because men do it terrible. All the time.
No, so no, we need to, like, look, I'm admitting it is morally wrong for a man to cheat on his wife. It is also morally wrong for you to sleep with a married man. It's all wrong. All of it. So, everybody has to receive punishment.
There's no need. I mean, everybody is boiling. Just, I feel like her already sleeping with the man is enough punishment for her.
No, it's not. She's getting something from it, so she's having fun.
But I mean, yeah, but
she's having fun.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, she's getting things, so she's not sleeping with him for fancy.
He's losing his whole life because.
That's not. Sometimes losing your whole life is not enough punishment. So some men losing their families. Yeah,
maybe people. Everybody should have friends like you that will burn their own house down.
not everybody's that lucky. But like, the thing about it is, I feel like when a married man is on your case, they're always very persistent. True. Like, they are more persistent than single guys.
I have heard.
I've experienced. They are very determined. Like, one was trying to get at me one time, and that was the first day of meeting me. Baba was like, oh, you know, we can go to Dubai. What are you doing this weekend? I said, Dubai? Uncle, is it like that they are doing it? He said, okay, or where would you rather go, an island? Mm-hmm. This, somebody, the love of somebody's husband. The love of somebody's life, rather. The love of somebody's life. And the thing about it is, like, when I walked into his office, his son was having lesson.
His office,
yes. It was during NYSC. So I walked into his office and he told his son to excuse. So meaning, immediately he saw me, he had already calculated everything in his head that, this one, I want to offer part. So he was very strategic. It's like, whatever I can do, because he laid everything on the table. And at that point in time, I think, you know, it was maybe a year after graduation. So I was just like, oh, look, like, Dubai isn't really a big deal to me, just in case he thought it was appealing to my other senses. You know, my sister lives there. I just went there. Baba said, oh, okay, so you don't want Dubai, where? Pick a place in the world. Now, you know, for people generally, I think that would be like, oh my God, wow, you'll be appetizing. Yes, let's go. Now, it has nothing to do with money for me. It's morals that restricts me from doing that type of thing, because I know that is wrong. Maybe if I did not know. Maybe if I was ignorant, rather, because I would just say, whatever. His wife is not my business. It doesn't concern me. This one, that one. Because, actually, let me just talk about this. The other day, I was with a guy, and we're just gisting. Next thing, Baba says, oh, my girlfriend lives here. And, like, we're talking and stuff. So, like, as he says, oh, my girlfriend, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, you have a girlfriend. But he was expecting a reaction, so I just didn't give it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he had said that, in my mind, I'm just like, okay, that just means I'm going to my house, I'm going to sleep, that's the end. Because I'm not messing with somebody that has a girlfriend. Like, that's just me. He didn't have a girlfriend. He was just cracking expensive jokes. But I hope, because
to be fair, most of them these days,
you know, you people, you can have.
They always have.
Perhaps if you're having, please come and say the truth, please. But yeah, so, you know, like, I know that this guy is married, so, like, There's no chance in hell, because a single guy won't come to me and tell me I want to take you to. They'll still be saying, how are you? What's good?
When are you free?
When are you free? Yeah, so are you out tonight?
What's going on tonight now? Oh God. Well, I married know. Man would have already said, baby, okay, so let's go for dinner here. Let's do this, let's do that.
Yeah, so, like, I understand that can be appealing. But it doesn't change the fact that he's married.
Yep.
And even though married men in Lagos can be very animalistic. The way they chase, as if I don't off your pants, I can die. It's like, you know, they are chasing with all anything. Yes, like, everything on the line. The other time, another married man was telling me, oh wow, so as you're telling me no, so I have to go back and manage my wife. Like, he actually, he used the word manage my wife. I said, no, why would you manage? You paid her bride price. Go and enjoy. Enjoy your wife, the mother of your children.
Imagine, like, such bullshit.
Manage your wife. Like, this guy should be about, let's say, 52.
52? Yes, that means they've been married a while.
52, yeah. They've been married a while. So, you know. And I'm 25. Yeah. Young little me.
Gosh.
Young little me. But like, I don't care what he says. Like, there's nothing in this life that's going to make me to. Nothing. I think about it, really. My friend has asked me once, okay, so even if they offer you 10 million.
I'll take the 10 million, but I'm still not doing anything.
No, no. 10 million for one night.
Oh, nah, babes. I'm good, thanks.
Exactly. Like, it's never happening. So, and I feel like,
Mommy,
that's...
did you hear that?
That's majority of what... That's majority of what married men have to offer is mostly money.
Yeah.
So, like, they should stop being appetized by it and face their front and go and find work to do and get their own money. So that you can be fighting the man for sleeping with the couch. Okay? Whatever else he's sleeping with. With a doll. So you can really we can really show that, he's an animal. Can you imagine? He was really doing him. He went to go and buy doll, you know? But like, he's sleeping with another girl.
Well, I mean,
who knows that?
With the doll is still kind of like cheating.
He's cheating now, but that time, Emma Mokwe were in it, he will be in the outside. So that when you say, Egbamio, this man is mad, this one, that one, they'll say, he's truly, he's mad, mental case, the woman will go to church. That'll be the next thing because, you know, it has to be spiritual. But like, there shouldn't be women to sleep with. I feel like it would really be a solution. It would just,
so what, all the women should disappear. What you
no, they should turn them down. They should stop being so cheap and available.
I don't think it's that they're being cheap.
They're being cheap. They are being bought with money. Leave your life by yourself,
sis.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Somebody is offering you 10K to do what? To do sex.
Yes.
I'm glad I said 10k. 10 million.
10 million, yes.
I feel like this is not about being cheap. I feel like, see, look here. Yeah, I feel like they even guys, coming big boy, where someone come and tell you, okay, baby, just take 10 million just to stay with me in my hotel room tonight. You will not take it.
No, I won't take it with someone's husband. I really would not take it.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to take it. I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's really not your problem. It's between him and his wife.
Sincerely, all this would be avoided if men could just learn to keep their penis in their pants.
And that is the real problem.
Yeah, but...
That's the problem. They don't.
You know, to make jollof rice, you need rice and you need tomato. Without the tomato, you cannot make jollof rice.
Excuses.
No,
all these are just excuses that men make.
No,
they will say, okay, why do they say we're cheating, but why are the girls sleeping with us? Excuse me,
okay, but do you know women actually go out to seduce married men?
Because they know they will answer them. Married men should stop answering young girls that try to seduce
okay.
them.
Okay. No, I can see it's two ways. The married men should not answer. The women should also not go.
The woman is single. She's shooting her shots everywhere.
Why are you shooting your shots to a married man?
That's her business. Is it her husband? She's shooting her shots anywhere. She's single. Shoot everything anywhere you want to shoot. For all we know, it might be a situation of one bed, many stones. Maybe she just posts on Instagram one picture.
Mm-hmm.
Is it her fault that she has 1 million married men following her? All of them decide to say, oh, baby, hot, fire, sweet, baby. No.
It's not her fault. Sweet.
It's not up to them to know that. Remember that I am married. I have a wife. This is not my business. So you look at her picture. If this thing is subbing your eyes too much, you block her. Don't look. Close your eye. Hide yourself from temptation. But no. Do they? No. They are there. They are looking. Their blood is hot. They are... Nah, men. Mm-hmm. You men, men are crazy.
So,
crazy.
Adike, you're still of the opinion that this is a one-sided thing.
Yep.
Okay. That's so we're going to have to agree to disagree. Okay.
I mean, there's only one thing, and it's a man is too. Sorry.
Men are stupid. You already said it.
Men are stupid.
No, I feel like they are weak because they can't control themselves, and like majority of their lives are is controlled by their penis.
I agree with that school of thought. You're not an animal.
Are you sure?
We're all human beings. Everybody's
so
body
is not an
hot.
Animal.
Everybody's body is hot.
Body is hot. No.
So why is your wife at home keeping her body? But you are the animal that you must just stick the thing God gave you everywhere. Why? So your wife that is sitting at home not doing anything, she's stupid.
Maybe she's not her really body is interested.
Like her body doesn't work.
It's not really working.
Her body is
it wants to be cooking.
She's oh God, please. Her body is now stone. She's a statue.
Her body is only finding kitchen and children. Kitchen and babies.
It's the cooking spoon that will be making her happy. But you, your own, you must just enter everywhere. You just go to the supermarket. Next thing you see one babe. Say, baby, come. How far now? Baby, come with me.
That's actually how they do it. It's so ridiculous. Like, now that I'm thinking about it, it's everywhere.
Gosh.
You just see me. You don't even know whether I have HIV.
Bro, you're just ready to jump. Like, are you mad? Like they, some of them, they don't even talk. Just use all their eyes to take off all your clothes in their mind, and you can actually see that. Sometimes the wife is even just standing right beside them.
Yeah.
And you be thinking, the acting is beautiful.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
I feel
are you
like
so,
that.
So much of an animal. Nah. See, this marriage thing. God save us, Sha, because.
So the bottom line. My own bottom line, everybody's at fault.
Nope. I don't agree with that.
That's fine. And that's fine. That. It's fine.
Because my
it's
eyes fine. Have seen.
It's fine if you're with you don't agree seen. With that. Because personally, me just turning them down and just why would I?
Because see the thing, if you say you're turning them down,
yeah.
There's some of them that even when you turn them down,
they are persistent.
So persistent.
I know that they are persistent, and I continue turning them
they'll
down.
They almost die just so that they
let
can.
Let them die now. I will continue saying no, so, even until I go to their burial.
So don't you see how it's not the babe's fault? Even if you're turning them down, but they're still chasing you. So whose fault is that? Whose fault is it? You said we should turn them down. We've turned them down. They don't want to hear. They want to die on your matter.
They want to so die. It does not mean you now agree.
That's what, I'm not saying you're agreeing. You're not agreeing. That's what, I'm not saying you're agreeing.
You leave them to be dying now. They'll just be many of them
they're
dying.
They're blowing up your phone. They're in front of your
you
house.
You block them.
See, you not see them when they're in front of your dying. House. So at the end of it, doesn't that still say that it's the man's fault then?
Please, it's everybody's fault.
It's his fault. It's
everybody's fault.
If you can't just... Why?
Because I know that women also seduce men.
Yes. I did the first.
Okay, so that one is okay. But the men pursuing the women. You don't know that some women, they will even go to jazz. They will go to village on top of somebody's husband. Go to the mountain. The other day, someone was telling my mom that, you know, you can... That why are you looking for husband? Like, if you're looking for husband, there's one mountain where you go. Even if it's somebody's husband, you just pick the one that you want. From that mountain, they will call him. He'll be yours. Now, these are women.
I mean, why is that?
Call other people's husband.
Yeah.
So, is everybody's at fault.
But I mean, obviously, there's sometimes that there's other things at play.
And some women are so desperate. See, you know, sometimes men can be so, oh, look, I just want to sleep with you. I don't want any commitment. They will start dying on the line. They will start cooking. They will start pounding yam, asking about your mommy, going to the village, bringing goat meat, bringing yam.
At the end of the day.
See, this one, Adekesi, it's everybody's guilty.
At the end of the day, the only person that is guilty is the person that made a commitment before God and man that he was going to stay with one woman in sickness and in health. But instead,
they are still in now. They're still there in the sickness and the health now.
At the end of the day, he decided that his blood was too hot. He had to stay outside. If the tables were turned and it was his wife that went to go on, he would not hear, baby, I'm sorry, baby, please take this 10 million. He would die.
I know.
He
generally,
would tell the whole world.
Generally,
oh my God,
even the family members would not hear. They will say, wow, what a disgrace.
Oh my God, can you imagine her?
They will send her back to her father's house.
Exactly. Why can't they send him back to his own father's house? Why are they coming home and begging
his mom? That's a problem of patriarchy. That's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. So at the end of the day, it's still his fault.
That's a different problem altogether.
You still can't blame any woman for sleeping with your husband, with somebody's husband.
You can't blame. Please.
Blame the husband.
No, because
he's
wrong.
How do you sleep with somebody's daughter? I beg.
Please, ladies. Don't
it's a lie.
Don't sleep with married men.
It's a lie.
Don't sleep with anybody's
Whatever
husband.
You do, they will come after you.
They will chase you and you are not the first. Like, the chasing will pass. You're not the finest girl in the world.
But
they just want to enter your vagina. And
thing.
See, something my mommy used to tell me growing up is that Obowere Koyato. You know the meaning of that? It means that the vagina of a mad person's own is not different from your own. So there's nothing special. So you can just tell him to be moving. He should move to the next one.
Do you even know the thing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, if you're trying to blame the woman, sometimes the man not have actually done anything. It might just be the man chasing her.
No, I know they don't do anything. See, I just walked into the man's office in my NYC uniform, ugly as fuck, and he was really determined.
See what we're saying? Yeah, you're saying go after the woman. So you remember that time when somebody's wife called me that I met her husband? I was talking to her husband. Mm-hmm. What am I talking to her husband about? Please, did I even know who he was?
Yeah, no, you didn't.
You didn't know him. You didn't. It was the night before we met him at the club. You were sick at the club, and he was like, okay, here's my number. Let me know that you guys go home safe. Blah, 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 blah. And then the next day, his wife is calling that, hello,
I saw you as a woman.
I saw you talking to my husband. Please, we have three children, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like,
you know, that one, I feel like she was just insecure and she's had like a lot of that.
But yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So she would have gone to her friends that some single young girl is chasing her husband.
It's not chasing. She didn't have evidence of chasing. She just had evidence of communication.
Yeah, she had gone to
So she wanted to beg you.
To beg me to leave her husband
before
alone.
Time, yes. So why to not show interest. Point.
So basically she's saying that I'm chasing her husband. Because why is she telling me to leave her husband alone?
I don't know. She probably has problems. She definitely has problems.
Yes, but what I am saying is at that point in time, she had no business coming to me. You faced your... Because from what she was saying, I wasn't the first person.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I was about to say. Like, she seemed like...
Yeah, so obviously. So why do you keep blaming all these poor single women? That the man looked nothing like... Like, there was no marriage on his head.
Yes.
Like, the way he was even moving, you would have thought that, this is just a...
I know. I remember him. He was tall and buff. I remember.
This is just a young man. What's going on? So, like... At the end of it, that's what I'm still saying. Like, you can't blame the single ladies for answering them, because even if a said knew he was married, at the end of the day, it's still not my problem. Your husband has been doing it, but you just keep going sneaking to find his girls' numbers from his phone to call them and be disturbing them and be telling them, please leave my husband alone. Don't you think that at that point in time, your husband is the one that is at fault?
Yeah, those are the ones that are conditioned to believe that they have to stay.
It's not. I'm not even talking about her. I'm talking about the men. Like, forget her. I'm just saying that. Doesn't that now tell you that it's the men that are the problem, not the people that they're dealing with, that they're sleeping with?
I don't care.
The man is the
We've
problem.
Talked from about four different points of views. Okay.
I will still tell you that the man is the problem. The man
and is I do. Problem. I agree with you that men are a problem. They have a very big problem. Mm-hmm. They can't keep their penis in their pants and they're mad.
And society is enabling them.
Yes, and society enables them. And that's very shitty. Mm-hmm. But I also know that women run after them. And women accept them.
Women run after and that them because they wrong. Know they will answer them.
Yes, hello, 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 hello.
Women chase married men because they know married men will answer them.
Hello.
And more often than not,
so
you would find
for
that
chasing, for you chasing, for accepting,
the married, they know
everybody
know,
is wrong.
Wait, they know that they, when they chase after them, they'll probably get so much from the married men because the married men always do the most for their side chicks. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, you will find that they're just leaving their wives to suffer at home with the children, but then they're out on town. Flexing, loloxing, doing God knows what.
So, I actually saw this thing on Twitter. I think it was on Twitter or on Instagram. That this guy was saying, that he's been having bad dreams about his friend's wife because it's like the wife is chasing him in his own dream, his friend's wife. And he thinks it's because the friend has been cheating. He bought his wife iPhone 6. He bought iPhone 11 X Pro or whatever for his babe. This one, that one for his wife. But he bought the bigger one for his babe, you know?
Uh-huh.
All those things. So it's like whatever is chasing him. Uh-huh. Now, the wife is probably being paranoid and pursuing in the dream. Because I believe she's actually pursuing. It can't be guilty conscience or coincidence. She's actually pursuing the guy in the dream. And the husband is shit. They are all messed up. Mm-hmm. The person that is collecting also messed up.
What's her business?
The person that knows that the husband is messing around and is just there receiving it also messed up. Everybody should collect their blame.
Nope.
Everybody really should collect. I've realized that everything is everybody's business. Please. Nope. I've realized that. I've noticed. I've seen. I've come to the conclusion that we cannot come to a conclusion on this because, as expected, we're two different individuals with two different opinions. But the prayer is that none of us experiences the pain of being cheated on.
It's tough, let me just tell you. I'm not even married, so you can just
your
imagine.
Experience is small. Sorry, my sis. Sorry, I just skipped for a minute.
Did you forget?
I sort of forgot. I just recalled. We'll talk about that one another day. In terms of relationship, as in dating me and you. But in marriage, like when I walk down the aisle and promise my life to somebody, in Jesus' mighty name, Jesus, amen. Please just be watching. Please cover my head with the blood of Jesus. I don't want to be mad and be doing anything crazy. Not on any of my friends' behalf, not on my own behalf. I don't want to be irrational because I feel like when I start scattering roof, they'll say, ah, this one, she's mad. Jesus, please, just let's prevent all of that. Let me just stay the gentle lady that's just facing her front.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What does that mean? I'm a gentle lady facing her front.
Of course.
You better
course.
Agree.
Of course.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
But this was nice. I'm sure everybody has different opinions and stuff. And you guys have your arguments from our conversation, feel free to leave me a message. Bye, guys.
Bye.